Good morning. 7:02, July the 22nd, 2017. Saturday morning.
Yes.
And the day ahead of me is free. I sort of feel the draw to head over to the farmer's market, but I still have vegetables I didn't eat from last week yet. I think I'm going to have to toss out the pea pods. They're not exactly what I was looking for. And I should have noticed when I bought them, they were a little bit overdeveloped. They were a little bit gone by in terms of... most of them have pretty substantial peas inside. I like my pea pods flat. And while there are certainly some flat ones in there, the majority of them actually have peas. They're tasty enough. That might make a good salad. Chop up a few of them so it's not big chunks of pea pod. But still. So yeah, good morning. I've already written this morning. I spent an hour and a half working on the new book this morning. It took me longer than I really wanted to, but I didn't want to come out too early. I wanted to take advantage of the before the walk time to really focus on writing. And I did. I pretty much shut everything else off. And I'm not going to say made myself focus on the book, but I sort of did a little bit of my meditation foo on it. And told myself that it was the most important thing for me to do. And that doing it while getting started is a bit frustrating. Particularly getting started again on a story that you've let lay for a couple weeks. While that startup is a little bit difficult, once it gets rolling, it tends to roll along pretty well. So I need to continue that. I have eaten my frog before breakfast, and now I need to, well, not eat more frogs, but now I need to get some breakfast. I've actually had my first breakfast, my toasted peanut butter. Oh, my glucose number was down again this morning. I don't have to take my glucose twice a day anymore. I've been monitoring the fasting glucose, the glucose when I get up in the morning. Because that's sort of a bellwether. That fasting glucose number is an important one because it talks as much about my liver function as it does about my glucose level. And I have to be a little bit careful not to get too terribly excited over 136. Because plus or minus 10 points makes that 126 up to 146. And 146 was what it was yesterday. So, statistically, it's not really significant. Probably be back up to 156 day after, by this time tomorrow. But it does mean that it's not... There is no evidence that it's easing back upwards again. It's by the fact that I'm eating a little bit more than I have been. Yesterday was 1,544 calories, as opposed to my 1,500 target goal. I'm still targeting 1,500 calories because I want to get down to a reliable 170. That'll be 23 pounds. And that's the That's the body mass index number that tells my doctor that some of the risk factors that she's been concerned about have been reduced. I will no longer be technically overweight. The reality is the difference between 172, 171, and 170 is negligible. And one of the issues is I don't have as much fat in my body, but I do have much more muscle, and muscle is heavier than fat. So as I'm building the muscle up, my body weight, my body mass has shifted from fat tissue to muscle tissue. And I'm still losing weight. I'm still down. Sometime in the coming week, they're going to call me from the GI, the gastrointestinal people are going to call. I kept wanting to say internal, but I think it's gastrointestinal. To schedule my colonoscopy. Well, the actual procedure is a pain because it ruins basically a whole day and requires support because I can't drive. I can drive myself over, but I can't drive myself back, which is a problem. And the rest of the day is basically shot as the meds wear off. Don't sign any contracts. Don't operate any heavy machinery. Don't make any life-changing decisions. It's the prep. For those of you who have not gone through the prep for colonoscopy, it's the prep. The prep is tedious. The stuff you have to drink is nasty. You have to drink a lot of it. And the results are tedious. But 24 hours. Okay, I can do 24 hours. I was going to say I can do anything for 24 hours, but that's patently false. I can't hold my breath for 24 hours. I can't. I can't stand on my hands for 24 hours. I can't plank for 24 hours. There's lots of things that I'm physically incapable of doing for 24 hours. Getting a clean bill of health, it's probably worth 24 hours of my emotional time and discomfort. It's been a while since I've done it, so perhaps things aren't quite as tedious as they used to be. I know the last time I did it, I had to take the day off from work before the procedure because I was going to be slurping down high-powered laxatives all day. perhaps it's no longer that tedious. And the drugs are fun. Try to find the joy here. Pick this pace up a little bit. Get back to another cup of coffee. Coming up on the monk post, say it with me. Monk post. It's a gorgeous morning. I'll give it that. There's a lot of clouds around. There's a lot of high, thin clouds. There's a lot of stratus, cirrus clouds up there in kind of a macro formation. There's a little bit of wave function going on. That's a particular kind of cirrus cloud that I have forgotten the name of at the moment, but I know it has a name. The air's still pretty cool. It's like low to mid-60s. It's a little bit of a breeze. I'm walking in shade. It's pleasant, it's nice. Getting the blood moving. I need to check my egg beater carton and see when I opened it. I'm supposed to use it within 7 days of opening. So I use a Sharpie and mark on it so I know what day I opened it. I can't remember. I was thinking it was Sunday. If that's the case, today's the last day for that carton of egg beaters. So I guess second breakfast is going to be eggs. Like a frittata, maybe. A bunch of vegetables, maybe a little ham. Grate some cheese on top. Toss it in the broiler for a minute. Actually, sounds pretty good. It's very low carbs, high in protein. Yesterday I had yogurt and berries. It was quite tasty. I enjoy the yogurt and berries. It's a very cool summertime meal. And the berries are a good source of vitamins and protein, vitamins and carbs and stuff. But actually, I think a better meal is the egg beaters with onions and peppers and mushrooms and a little bit of cheese. Yesterday I had sardines. Now, my kids are like, you're going to eat what? And then they look at the can. I peel the lid back and there are these little fish packed in olive oil. Looking a bit disgusting. I tell you, they look delicious. To the kids, I get that. They look a little unfamiliar. The reality that there are fins and bones and the slimy oil. I get that that can be a little bit off-putting. But a couple of wasa breads. I have a new cheese. It's a Prairie Sunset Gouda, which is one of the local cheeses. Relatively low. Good morning. It's it has a plastic rind on it. Gouda usually is dipped in wax to preserve it once it's formed. This has a very solid rind that is, I think, integral to the cheese. I don't believe it's not wax that has been dipped in, but it does have a plastic, like a shrink wrap on it. It's very difficult to get clear, to get it off. So while I slice along the diameter of the wedge, I get this little sliver of plastic wrap. Can't seem to clear. Good morning. Another guy trudged along. He's apparently working pretty hard. His t-shirt's soaked. So a few more days, and the Dog Days of Podcasting challenge starts August 1st. And the challenge is to put out a podcast every day for the whole month of August. I've subscribed. I've included my feed in the collected podcast feed. I don't know why people who aren't really interested in my particular work would be terribly interested in hearing about my medical issues and dietary challenges. And perhaps by then I'll be talking more about writing. There's some other stuff that's supposed to happen today. Just remembered. I haven't seen any evidence of it. I was warned earlier in the week to expect some additional work from the secret project. But it hasn't shown up yet. Maybe I'll dodge a bullet. But anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.